matters is how you respond. And it takes a big person, a Christian-hearted person, to say, I'm sorry first. To say, forgive me for hurting you. And listen to this, and for freeing up the flow that God has coming to your life because you have chosen to forgive. Chosen. Folk that knew they were wrong and would not acknowledge, you've chosen to forgive. Listen at this. Now, the particulars also carry with it a promise.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Robert Guillaume. More than 100 years before Malcolm X, Angela Davis, or any of the other black militants of modern times were exhorting black power ideology, another bold, proud, radically outspoken black American was already at work stirring up the racial consciousness of this country. His name was Frederick Douglass, and I'll tell you a few interesting facts about this remarkable black giant after this.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you you see fills all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. God provide, yeah. He will provide before your eyes. Oh, he will,
so tonight,
close your eyes, there's no more need to.
I'm Robert Guillaume for Black History Notes. Frederick Douglass, perhaps the most fiery, outspoken anti-slavery advocate of pre-Civil War America and one of the greatest men of the 19th century, regardless of color, was born a slave in Maryland in 1817. 21 years later, he escaped by borrowing a sailor suit, jumping aboard a northbound train, and bluffing his way to New York. Before long, he was sent on speaking tours by white abolitionists throughout the North and even to England and Ireland to talk against slavery. He frightened conservative free blacks and well-meaning white liberals with his extremely militant preachings. He urged Negroes to be proud of their blackness and encouraged them to snatch power. It's easy to see why Douglass came to be regarded by many whites and blacks alike to be a truly dangerous man. He published a newspaper, the North Star, in Rochester, New York in 1845, through which he relentlessly fought slavery. During the Civil War, Douglass even advised President Lincoln on the role of the Negro in war. Frederick Douglass, a powerful, eloquent, uncompromising black spokesman for his race. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Robert Guillaume, and thank you for listening.
My true one and only.
There is
what you've done for me. Sometimes
I don't know what to say.
Cause Lord, you take my breath away.
You take my
send
breath
me
away.
If I was a writer, if I was hanging
out, I wouldn't be able
to paint the picture.
Ooh.
Way that you love me. What you've done for me.
My victory was won. Lord,